Commerce Commission report says the building supplies sector is not working well, offering a raft of recommendations. The report promises or proposes making competition a key objective of building regulation. With us now is John Tukey, Professor in Construction Management at Auckland University of Technology. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
An objective of building regulation, competition, it sounds obvious, but it obviously hasn't been.
Well, it's always easier said than done when you're a commercial organisation. You know, commercial organisations can pick and choose which jobs they want to bid on, and consequently, you may or may not get a lot of competition, particularly in a country the size of New Zealand with relatively small markets driving things.
What did you make, in general, what did you make of this report? Given the sector, small country New Zealand, dominated by one big, big player, it's not calling for the break. We didn't even look at the breakup of Fletcher or anything like that. Is it tinkering around the edges, or do you think there is more here that can work?
Look, it's inevitably going to be tinkering and picking at the edges because, simply put, it's very, very hard to put your thumb on the scale and drive things in a particular way unless you're going to actually have government stepping into the procurement of material space, in which case, you know, you're down to the Ministry of Works type of scenario going back a few decades.
Well, does that make sense? Should we do that?
Well, it's an argument, and you know there are pros and cons associated with it. I strongly doubt that it's something that most commercial entities or indeed government entities want to go into again, because it puts an enormous amount of onus on government. But that's the alternative. If you let the market run as the market runs, then inevitably, because we're dealing with a very small market in a geographically isolated location with a small population spread over a large country area, we have internal and external tyrannies of distance that we have to deal with as far as logistics are concerned. We have small markets to be able to supply, and not everybody wants to compete everywhere. So it becomes very challenging to actually get to a point where you drive this this exercise in seeking to achieve higher levels of competition, price competition in particular.
I mean, Fletcher Building serves a role. It's building new plants, I see, for plasterboard, so it clearly is investing. It's making a profit. That's fine. The question is whether it's making too much profit. Should that have been looked at in more detail in the same way that supermarkets were?
Well, it's something that could have been dug into, but how far it's going to go and to what aim is somewhat a challenge. I'll give you an example. You know, if you're looking at if you're going to do a plasterboard exercise in a house with Jeb or whatever, you know, you're only talking, relatively speaking, a relatively small number of thousands, you know, at the most about 10 grand in materials costs, whatever it may be. Well, if you look at the total cost of a construction project for a house, that's relatively speaking small beer. You save, you know, 10% on that sort of amount of money. You're not actually talking about a major benefit to a customer across the board. And there are so many different line items for so many different products coming from all over the world. It becomes, as I say, very challenging to make much in the way of inroads in that regard.
Mm. So consenting, is that the answer here around consenting, so that there is better, I guess, more variety of products that are more easily approved?
I would strongly advocate for an opportunity to have products that are certified in different jurisdictions to warrant use in New Zealand. That having been said, the big caveat is, okay, what are you going to negotiate away in terms of your New Zealand standards to take on board an international standard of whatever type? You know, are we going to potentially open ourselves up for a, you know, leaky building 2.0 at some point in the future, dealing with plasterboard coming in from, pick a country of your choice, Thailand or whatever, to fulfil our needs? It's a really, really dangerous area for government to get themselves involved with, and consequently, it's as I say, the challenges are substantial.
Mm. John Tukey, thank you very much, Professor in Construction Management at Auckland University of Technology.